This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
You know how I've often said, you know, especially with teams that you're not invested in, like you're just watching a college football game, you really don't know or you can't predict like what team you're just inherently going to start cheering for until you start watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
And so
I don't like where you're setting
this. No. Obviously, we were all hoping the Texans could get it done yesterday, but about 10 minutes into the game, and this is the confession part.
Oh no.
I didn't mind finding out that the division was out of the question. I was like, cool, go ahead and score another touchdown, Jacksonville, so starters out of here. You know what I mean?
Ah, okay, got you.
I was like, let's go, you know, whatever. I want to see what the Texans could do and hopefully win the division. Like 10, 15 minutes in my heart, I was like, I was watching Jacksonville. You had it on your screen.
I was trying.
Looking over at your screen, I was like, all right, make it 28 now.
If I'm going to have four screens at any given juncture, yeah. I'm going to try and have useful things on them.
I was cool with it. Because then by halftime, and I think we had this conversation, I said, it's going to be interesting to see how they play it out. Boy, did he play it out. I mean, he rested a lot of guys, and I was good with that.
Yeah.
I was good with it.
I hear you. I think logically, I understand that. I am selfish. I am inherently selfish. I was like,
hey, at least you admit it.
I need this home game. I just really wanted to see mm-hmm. a circumstance under which the Jaguars lost.
And that's how I went into it.
But it just...
10 minutes into the game, it's like my consciousness or my fandom kind of switched.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right, go ahead. Score again, Jacksonville. Let's get this out of here.
How'd you feel about the way that he was able to do that? Because one of the things that D'Amico vocalized that is a very good point is just you only get so many dudes on a game. What is it, 48 dudes mm-hmm. on the active roster on a game day? There's not enough for you to just pull everybody out. How'd you feel about the actual execution of getting dudes out of harm's
way? I actually had this conversation right before the half with Sean and Seth. I was like, how would you guys play that? Because I think, you know, I thought he should just go ahead and rest him because it's done. But Sean brought up the point. It's a good point. I just didn't agree with it. You know, it matters if you're 5, 6, or 7.
Oh, strong.
Big time. But you didn't also know how that was going to play out. So I was just like, I'd rather just rest these guys. Just get them out. No injuries. Rest.
Well, you did know how it would turn out if you win. If you won, you were guaranteed the 5 seed, which obviously ultimately happened.
Yeah.
And the reason why that's the case is as much as I wanted to host a wild card game, things could very easily break your way to where you are hosting a divisional round game after going to Pittsburgh. If you get your victory, the Bills beat the Jaguars, which is not far-fetched, and then the Chargers beat the Patriots, which is not entirely outside of the realm of possibility. So, yeah, no, I was like, I need this 5.
Yeah.
So I did appreciate that they found a way to get the victory. But I kind of like the way they went about it. You mm-hmm. know, getting those edge rushers out of the game as well.
Yeah.
Getting Stingley out of the game. Woody Marks out of the line of fire. Azeez Al-Shaair out of the line of fire. Mm-hmm. You saw the rotation. Kalen Bullock. They got a lot of dudes off of their feet fairly quickly in that second half when it was evident that this is not going to go the way that you want ultimately. And I kind of enjoyed seeing some of the other guys get in here and get some reps and maybe see what you have to, especially defensively, because you talk about depth. Mm-hmm. There's a possibility that some of that is necessary. So I was happy to see some of those guys, even if I don't know if I got any real answers that make me feel good on a larger scale if any of them have to step in a real way.
These are my confessions.
I actually was just about to say a confession that just came to me, because while we were talking about the Alec Pierce performance, as he does it against the Texans. The speed that he demonstrates is notable. Someone on, I believe it was the YouTube page, was like, no, that couldn't be the case. A speedy white guy? And I like to think that I'm an ally in this way, because I believe white people can do good things, right? White people can run, can be fast. White people could play cornerback. I've notably said that. However, I have to confess that if there was a strong period of time that I'm not proud of. However, there was a point in time where I just did not realize Alec Pierce was white. I'm going to be honest. I just didn't.
Wait, he's white?
You know what I mean? Because, like, look, Alec Pierce is a name. Mm-hmm. Like, some names feel very
much. Could go either way.
Like, that. This is definitively, and of course, that is stereotyping, and I recognize that the negative connotation or the negative portions of stereotyping, it can put you in some bad places.
Be careful where you tread, my friend.
You know what they say about assumptions, right? But Alec Pierce could go a lot of different ways. Also, hey, man, these dudes be wearing helmets. You don't always get a good look at somebody.
And sleeves.
Sleeves. And then complexions can be confusing at times. So I just was over here like, hey, man, that Alec Pierce dude is fast. Now, I can't tell you who I thought he was, if not white. But it was just like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember when I realized this as well, but it was not as soon as I probably should have. I was he is white. That's
I just
cool.
remember him from Cincinnati, and that's why I was like, oh boy, that guy is fast.
He sure is. He sure is.
But fast.
Honestly, I take no ill will towards myself for this, because, again, I be believing in y'all, white folks. It's y'all that don't believe in yourselves. Stop hating on the white cornerbacks and stuff.
And if we're being honest, how many times are you watching a game with your friends or your family or whatever, and it's mentioned? Wait, and I'm not talking about just Alec Pierce. I'm just talking about any game, and you see somebody do something, and you go, wait, he's white?
It
happens a lot.
Getting the opportunity. That's one of the fun things about football, is that you sometimes don't really know these dudes. The secondary portion of this game is when you see the dude actually take his helmet off for the first time. You're like, oh, that's what's happening follicularly for you. Okay. I would have imagined there was more up there. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was this, I forgot what bowl it was.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm viral for a little bit. One of the college players took off his helmet.
Oh, Gunnar Stockton.
Gunnar.
He is bald.
Brother.
He is bald.
My God.
He's like 45 years old.
Yeah, him. Brock Bowers got that going on. Yeah. Now, this is the one thing, and maybe I'm venturing into territory that I shouldn't. My boss will come tell me here soon. This is one thing about the white delegation that I do want y'all to do better at. Y'all need to be better at telling y'all's friends to cut all that crap off.
Yes.
Because
Gunnar Stockton.
Gunnar needs somebody to tell him.
He had like a reverse, what's that little ponytail? Like right down his, it looked like a ponytail down the
front. Don't ask me, man.
Right down the front of his.
Y'all need to do better. Because one of the things is, I know in my community, we are very good about, hey, man, come home. Go ahead and shave that off.
Yeah.
Someone need to tell Gunnar. Yeah. It's not coming back, brother.
It's over with.
It's
rat tail. That's what I was thinking of. You know that some guys have that rat tail? Gunnar Stockton has the reverse rat tail.
He's just like, those corners, those corners are in prevent right now. Those corners are all the way back. Yeah. I'm talking about 20-yard cushion, brother. Just go ahead and shave that off.
Yeah.
It's under a helmet anyways. Go ahead and shave it off, brother.
These are my confessions.
All right, this kind of freaked me out this morning, and then that's the confession. Whenever I see things like that, it just sort of freaks me out for a moment. So I'm sure by now you've seen the video. There's a priest in Pittsburgh. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
So before the game yesterday, in the end zone where Tyler Loop ultimately missed the field goal, before the game, about a half hour, he has a priest walks behind the end line of the end zone splashing holy water.
Oh, yes.
Into the end zone. Splashing it. And when I saw that this morning after, I didn't see it last night. When I saw it this morning after Loop missed the field goal, I got like a little, little chill up my spine. Like, where's that guy going to be next week? Where's that priest?
You think that's what did it, huh?
He's on to something. You know, it always freaks me out when I see stuff like that.
It always does.
I'm like, we got to keep that priest under wraps or do some holy water over his holy water with the Texans priest.
Yeah, maybe so. Like, if you, I get
kinda
it.
Kind of cancel it out.
Might as well, right? What can it hurt?
Yeah.
The problem is, I understand that. I think that what happened there more so is that the Baltimore Ravens are so good at tripping over their own feet. Well, I have a record. I have seen that story time and time again. And I got to admit, I feel terrible for Lamar Jackson in that game. He did his things. Mm-hmm. One of the things that is maddening to me, especially this year, is that Lamar Jackson is one of the fastest dudes in the league, except he feels the need to stand in the pocket until it goes down, all the way down, until it burns all the way down. Sometimes I'm like, hey, you could escape. You could, you know, go and find something. But when he does, he makes incredible plays.
Yeah.
He was out there just finding incredible plays, pulling him out of his keister in the second half, and all of a sudden, you know, he did all he could. The defense was giving up big plays, and all he did, Tyler Loop, go ahead and knock this down. Nope. I felt
it was
sick.
The holy water. That's why it freaks me out.
These are my confessions.
Just a quick one real quick. Just saw on the TV, Jalen Knoll just Blake Group, the Colts kicker, trying to dive tackle him and then just bounces off of him. Just reminds me sometimes that I'm stupid when I say, maybe I could, you know, carry the football easily.
No. I love those hypotheticals that people get out here. Like, if you had an all-pro offensive line, could you get 5 yards? And I'm like, no. I don't want to, first and foremost, because I know that would hurt crazy. But secondly, no. I think we sometimes undervalue just how good these dudes are.
I mean, they're literally the same size. Mm-hmm. Groupie's probably is closer to the average Joe than, you know, not close.
Groupie is tiny.
Yeah, but I thought he and Noel were like kind of like the same height.
No, they list Groupie at 5'7". I looked it up yesterday.
They list him at 5'7"?
5'7". That means he's like 5'3".
See, I'm lying on
you. I'm 5'8".
Yeah, no, he's shorter than you.
That will happen to me if I try to tackle someone like Noel.
No, Groupie is smaller than you. I guarantee he's 5'5" at the most. He's tiny. Dang. Like, tight, and he just looked like he was just...
What was the reaction initially when y'all saw that in the box?
I don't remember exactly. I think I saw it on the replay, and I went, oh, that's not a big surprise.
Yeah, I don't want any mm-hmm. of those problems. Those dudes are just, they're built different. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember, there was something else this weekend, I believe, or in the last week, that was one of those, just a reminder, how far
mm-hmm.
all of these people that do these sports are from us regular folks.
I always like when someone says, I could run through that hole. Well, maybe you could, but you wouldn't because you'd be terrified of what's going to happen at the end of that at the end of that run.
Yeah, Aziz Alshire is like huffing and puffing and sees you.
Yes. Oh, absolutely not against the Texans defense. Like maybe against some other defenses in the NFL, and even then the answer is likely no.
Yes.
Texans defense is expletive no, mm-hmm. right? There is just no way that I'm doing that against this defense. But there you go. Some lunchtime confessions. Apologies if I did offend you. I've always liked Alec Pierce, just didn't know what his complexion was. That's all.
On behalf of the white delegation, it's not offensive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, you know, I always want to make sure that we're good in the hood. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Reaction Monday. Coming up next, who are the winners and losers of the weekend? Who do you feel like performed well? Who deserves a level of salute over the weekend? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.